got your off season going. And
good.
Doing a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of work. Getting ready.
What areas do you feel you need the most improvement in the next few months to get ready for the season?
I mean, try and improve everything, from throwing to the playbook to running. Try and be the complete package.
Are you faster now than you were a couple of weeks ago?
We'll find out when we get on the field.
What are you doing in that regard, in terms of track? Are you just learning how to, you know, make better use of your speed, your mechanics, stuff like that?
I mean, anything you can do to get faster, any tips you can take, you want to do it in every aspect of your skill.
How long were you in Atlanta? And what was the whole process? What was the focus when you went down there?
Just to get better. I mean, we ran, we threw, we worked out. I mean, we're trying to make sure we're a step ahead of the game.
How long were you there?
7 weeks.
Who was with you? Tell the teammates in Atlanta. Who was with you?
Ricardo and AJ.
Paul Cade mentioned maybe your footwork and your lower body mechanics, but I know you can't be with Roman or Harbaugh, anybody on the field here. Did you work on that in Atlanta, or will you wait until you can get with your coaches here to do those aspects of your training?
No, that's something you're always working on, no matter where you're at.
Have you had a chance to work with Bolden yet or get in touch with him?
I've talked to him. I haven't had a chance to work with him yet.
Every 49ers fan is very interested in AJ. What can you tell us about him and, you know, what he was doing in Atlanta and the progress that he made this offseason?
He's been working the same way everybody has. I mean, he's progressing along. He's getting better.
How many hours a week do you think you've been working at training?
A lot. I can't give you an exact number. It varies day to day.
How do you carry the consistency over? I mean, if you're working out in Atlanta and you have things the 49ers want to do you have a list that you take with you so there's kind of no discrepancies, that everyone's on the same page?
Yeah, I've been working with our strength coach, Uwe. He's been sending me different things that he wants to make sure I'm doing, so just trying to make sure we're ready and on the same page.
Paul, with 13 draft picks for you guys, I know that's Trent's business and Coach Harbaugh, but can you kind of envision some nice upgrades when you have that many picks to boost this team?
I mean, we have great players right now, so I'm going to leave that up to the front office. We're just going to work with the players that we have right now and make sure we're ready.
What's the difference between now and where you were a year ago?
Experience. Another more experience than last year, another year with the playbook under my belt.
Has the offseason been different, though, you know, with your new fame and spotlight on you?
I don't worry about any of that. I'm here to work and play football.
It's often said that a guy can make a really big improvement from year one to two in that off season. How were you able to? Did you notice that last year at this time that you were able to take a pretty big leap?
Yeah, just being more comfortable. I mean, your first year in, you're going to be a little less comfortable because everything's new to you. Second year, you know what you're doing. You know what you need to get better at.
How long did it take for you to go back and rewatch the Super Bowl and maybe some other playoff games and just digest what happened in that game?
I mean, you're going to watch the film. You're going to take what's good, what's bad, and try and improve on it. I mean, hopefully we're in the same position next year and we can finish it the right way.
Are Colt, I know Scott's here. Is Colt McCoy here yet?
Yes.
Okay. Who were some of the track people that you were working with in Atlanta?
Dwight Phillips, Monica Hargrove, and Avar. I don't know his last name.
These are all sprinters.
Sprinters, long jumpers.
Did you worry about overtraining ever?
No.
Why is that?
I don't feel like you can really overtrain. As long as you're resting, you'll be all right.
Did you meet Lawrence Okoye?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think so.
He's the discus guy.
He's a country music star.
Oh.
No. how was that presenting at the awards and all that? What was it like to be on a stage and have that role?
It was good. It was something different. Had a good time.
I saw your photo with Lockett with the guns last week. Was there any message behind that, or it was just a fun photo?
No, there's no message behind that.
No, I'm sure fans are curious, you know, the timing of that.
No, that okay. Was just a picture.
Okay.
Ricardo, what have you seen from him? You know, a lot of people don't know much about him. He's never played in the game with the 49ers. He didn't play in the exhibition season either with the 49ers. What can you tell about him as a wideout?
He's a great athlete, has great speed, great skill set. We want to see what he can do this year.
Was he able to help you with your running, too, just given his track background?
Yeah. He's someone that every workout he's helping me. He's one of the fastest guys on the team, so try to keep up with him, you're going to get faster.
Couple more.
What kind of workouts do you have planned? I mean, do you have anything like besides kind of the running that you're going to do that's sort of different?
Same thing I've been doing. Just try to get better at everything.
Sorry to bring back up the Super Bowl, but obviously this is something we're going to go over and over again. Do you go over those last few plays and wonder what you could have done differently and how that could have worked out better?
What most people don't realize is the last few plays wasn't the problem. It was the first half. We didn't execute in the first half the way we should have, so we should have never been in that situation.